Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Cal is a kick-ass racquetball player.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily. Presented by Mokarum Injury Lawyers.
Mokarum Injury Lawyers, baby. Hard as hell to say, easy to dial. 281-222-2222. I like to start real quick. Big shout out to Cal McNair, man. You know, Cal actually did save me a seat at the College World Series, Arkansas LSU game on Friday night when they got beat. Had me a seat, sent me a picture right here, man. Where you at?
Did he really?
Yeah, 100%. As my Hogs commenced to getting their ass whooped by LSU the first time before they came back and broke our hearts in the ninth inning later in the College World Series. But, yeah, big shout-out. Appreciate that, Cal.
I'm with Cal.
Appreciate that. Nah, I ain't with you. I'm with Cal, but I ain't with you. By the way, I've shifted gears. I'm pretty sure Cal is kicking ass at pickleball.
Oh yeah, that's your trend.
You're supposed to be trying to pick that up, ain't you?
Yeah, I'm seriously considering it, boys.
I'm a cow.
I'm serious. Isn't that Easterby? Would you stop?
Oh, that's not Easterby. That's a member of the Drive family. I was a caller.
Oh, okay. I thought that was Easterby.
Gosh, man, you can't be throwing around Easterby accusations to the Drive family.
Sorry, Jay, heartbreak, baby.
Gosh, whoever you are out there, friend, I'm sorry, dude.
Hope you're doing well, Jack.
I'm gonna get on that pickleball train. I'm gonna get on it. I think the wife wants to start playing a little bit too.
Okay.
You know, she's long rangy too, so she'd probably be pretty good.
She probably would. I don't think you all should play as team.
Why?
Bad idea.
Why?
Immediately. Because
you answer your question why.
Well, I know where you're going with it.
It's your attitude, man. It's crap.
I mean, I just expect greatness, man.
That's a problem.
I'm going out there to win. We ain't going out there kikiing. We're going out there to win. Get a little cardio, sure. But if you can step on the pickleball court and you're not doing everything you can to win, then I don't want to play with you.
You play to win.
Even if we're just going to have a little fun on a weekend night at the local old Parks and Rec.
But again, she may be doing everything within her power to do that. That won't be enough for you.
Well, no, if she's doing that, it'll be obvious, and I'll be okay with it. If she's not, I'll let her know about it.
Losers talk about next season.
That's right. Tell them, Mom.
But in any way, you'll be determining if it is.
I will. Yes, I will.
That's not your best effort.
Yes, exactly. I will determine. I will determine.
I tell you how I can see this going.
Acceptable effort or not.
They start out. Clint is really, I mean, really uplifting to start.
Hey, babe, here we go. Let's get this now, babe.
And then all of a sudden, Clint has probably scouted the team, and he is looking. She's weak on the forehand. Like hit it this way, and he will have a game plan, expect it to be followed. And then when it's not followed, he's going to say something. She's going to get down on herself, and then she may start throwing in the towel just because you've pissed her off some.
And we're not powders either. We're not a family of powders either.
I could see that all literally play out.
I know it.
You painted a very vivid picture, and that is accurate as hell.
Well, she did. She threw in towels on that workout.
What if I told you?
Threw in the towel. I just think it's a bad idea.
She wishes she was better. Finish it. Go
I think
hard.
Maybe go play with big. Go play with go big home. Draws. Go play with big draws. Somebody else.
Big draws has got an unhealthy competitive gene too. I
mean, good. Well, that's a
problem. Is he doesn't aim it towards his old lady. His old lady would kick him out.
Yeah.
So
he can aim it towards you.
Whoop that ass.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. We'll see. I'm gonna get on that pickleball court. We'll see how it all goes, man. I think I need something like that in my life.
Enjoy the fad, man.
Yeah. I don't know. It's a fad, man. It's really setting. It's a fast growing sport.
It's definitely.
It
feels pretty trendy.
I don't know if it is. I don't know. You can play when you're old. You can play when you're young.
It's a definition.
You can play when you drink. You can.
Did you rock Ed Hardy jeans too, man?
Well, I had some Ed Hardy. I had some.
Doesn't surprise me now.
You had it. You went Ed Hardy. You did the Ed Hardy number. You went
shirt,
to that phase.
Shirt.
Okay.
Not jeans.
Not the bejeweled jeans.
No bejeweled jeans. What was the Von Dutch hats?
Oh,
back in the day.
Yeah.
Super clean.
That's rough.
What?
That's a rough.
You're crazy. Super clean.
Didn't do the Van Dutch, but I saw it. I just didn't think it was for me. I just didn't think it looked good on me.
So I've seen some recently. It's like somebody they're in vintage shops now. I guess they're coming back around.
That's what the whites used to do.
I have to check my old suitcases that I have with Razorbacks or Cowboy Star on them. See if I can't find any of them old ones, old collector's items.
Find some Affliction shirts
in my mom's storage unit. Some Affliction. I had an Affliction shirt. Definitely.
Oh, Clint.
Yeah, I had one. It was nice.
I don't want to know anymore.
It was nice. All right, CJ Stroud. We've talked about the Texans fixing their offensive problems from last year. And I don't know that we're ever going to know what's fixed and what's not until rubber meets the road and we see what this offensive line is about. But I'll tell you this.
They're all fixable.
No, I don't hear that anymore, D'Amico. I don't hear that this year. Here's the thing is, I think as I've said from jump, there's layers to why the Texans' pass protection was as bad as it was last year. And I think one of those, which is a very fixable, to steal a phrase from D'Amico, I do think is very fixable, is the approach to playing the quarterback position by C.J. Stroud. The messaging that's coming from the coaching staff to C.J. Stroud on a daily basis, right? Are we aggressive? Are we five-headed monster? Are we pushing the ball down the field? Or are we, hey, let's protect ourselves. Let's be smart. Let's stay ahead of the chains. Let's help our offensive line. Which one are we? Right? I think that's the biggest question of all the problems that are being addressed in order to fix the pass protection. I think this is the number one. I think if C.J. Stroud plays a different brand of football, more year one, less year two, I think the offensive line benefits greatly. I think the play caller benefits greatly. I think the wide receivers and the tight end benefit greatly. And ultimately, I think it's the best version of C.J. Stroud that we're going to get. Well, C.J. Stroud was at that Fanatics event where it seemed like anybody that's a celebrity in the game was in attendance.
In any game.
Yes, in any game, any sport, was in attendance. And what they did was they put Bryce Young, C.J. Stroud, and Caleb Williams were all on stage together. And they asked C.J. Stroud, I believe it was, what's the lookout's name?
It was Kay. I think it was Kay Adams.
And by the way, Kay Adams looks like she's about 8 years old amongst some of these dudes. I mean, she is smaller than I ever thought.
For you, Daniel.
Wow. No way. But she asked C.J. Stroud, and this was a little bit of a joke, but then he went ahead and answered it. She asked C.J. Stroud, given that he's going into year three and Caleb Williams is going into year two, if C.J. Stroud had any advice for fellow quarterback Caleb Williams, and here's what C.J. Stroud had to say.
I mean, honestly, like I just said, like teams, you know, they prepare more, they know what you're good at. They try to just cut that off. It's like playing basketball. If you find out a guy can't go left, they're going to try to force you left. So whatever your weaknesses are, whatever you put on tape and film, that's what defensive coordinators are watching every single day. And they're just trying to find twists and schemes. And the main thing, they want you to extend plays every time. And if you learn how to just like sit in the pocket and when it's not down, like we're playing in a shell league, like it's cover four, cover two, cover six, cover five, like all these different two high coverages. If it's not there, bro, just get it out your hand, you know? And I think I told you on the field, and just the less hits you take, the better, you know, because it's a long, long season. I know you went through that, you know, because it's 17, 18 long weeks, and then you add playoffs on there, it gets long. So the more you can get down, get rid of the ball, check it down, and just be smart. That's the advice I would give, you know, and I think you're going to do great like you always done. So,
as I said before, I don't know that C.J. Stroud should be giving Caleb Williams any advice. It's like the guy that got hit just two fewer times than me is the one that's going to give me advice on how not to get hit. That seems a little bit odd. But I do like the thought of where C.J.'s head is at. It seems like C.J. Stroud is in a position that – it's being preached into his head. They're watching Brady film from 03 or whenever it was. And this right here of, hey, man, get the ball out of your hands, stay upright, avoid sacks, avoid hits. It's a long season. That is precisely what I want to be hearing from our quarterback at this point in time. It's precisely the way that I think we get the best version of C.J. Stroud, and it's precisely how I believe we start. Now, there's several layers, but I think that the quarterback's mentality and the messaging to the quarterback is the number one factor in turning around what we watched last year, one of the worst pass-protecting teams in football, and getting to an average level in the NFL to where the quarterback can operate consistently. I think it starts and stops ultimately with C.J. Stroud.
Two things with the C.J. thing. One, I will not say. You know, when you have that thing in your mind where you tell yourself, should I say this? When you have that
angel
in your
on
mind
the shoulder,
multiple,
devil
multiple
on the
times,
other.
You should just probably not say it. So I'm not going to say the one. But the other one here is, so are we led to believe that at this point, with him speaking like that, that it was like, man, F that last year. Like in his mind, the conversation, F that, man. Throw that bad boy down the field. Throw it. I mean, the hell with that. The hell with that. None of that. Throw that. Unload it down the field. Is that what we're led to believe? Because that doesn't seem like that was the consistent thing that he was doing last year. What he just described, like, sounds great, and I think would have helped a lot of things last year had he done that. So I'm just wondering, it seems like that is the mindset now and what he's saying now, but were we led to believe from year one that was the mindset? Then year two, it was just like, F that. I mean, I don't care, man. I know Tank is hurt. I know Nico's out, but the hell with that. Let's go. Like, it's just, it is just wild from year to year, it seems like. It seems like we're led to believe that.
Well, I think there was the thought process. There was definitely a change from year one to year two. I think that's very obvious. It was obvious the first day of training camp year two that the change was going to be there. It was clear, obviously, with Bobby Slowick that the resistance to change and adjust to what his guys could execute and could communicate, I think, is what caused Bobby Slowick his job. And so was the pass protection so bad at times that we don't know what the hell they were trying to do or what CJ was trying to do? Yeah, it was. But I think, again, to be completely fair and not just pile all of this on Chris Strouser and Bobby Slowick, to be completely fair, if we talk about it through the quarterback lens, there's some blame to be placed on the quarterback's approach to the game.
It's so, Clint, it's so crazy from the whole year. It is just so crazy to me that Bobby, let's just call it what it is, Bobby would just stray so far away from what they did the previous year. Like, and I'm just talking about mentality-wise. Because that mentality that he's talking probably sounds closer to what he did year one. The advice he gave, that mentality closer to year one. And it's just wild to me that they would have the success that they had. And let's just remember, yeah, they got some new pieces. But Clint, how many games did those three all play together? Like, that, it's not like that. I mean, early on, Nico missed 5-6 weeks. Tank obviously missed a lot there. Then obviously Diggs got hurt in week 8 or 9. They didn't even play a lot. To think that they just said, oh man, let's set fire to, like, that philosophy change was that big is just crazy to me.
Well, I think once you get to me, I mean, look, here's the deal. It's really not crazy. I mean, I know it sounds crazy as we're talking about it, But when you make up your mind in the offseason, you are going to build your offensive roster in a way to be more aggressive. And literally the messaging from your coaching staff to your quarterback is a more aggressive nature in terms of stretching the field. Like, you can't just get a month in and go, hell with it all, man, we got to change. You got to believe in what you're doing, and you got to put your foot down. Now, do I think that there was probably some, again, the inability of Bobby Slowick to, or the unwillingness of Bobby Slowick to adjust? And then I would imagine with how many offensive minds they've got over there, that I would imagine that two or three other guys all of a sudden started having their input, whether it's the C.J. Stroud or D'Amico Ryans or just kind of whispers in the hallway, and it became a difficult situation on top of what was going on in the offensive line room. I'm sure it was one that D'Amico Ryans looks at and goes, what in the hell is going on? And somebody had to pay the price for that. So I don't think it's – like, for me, it's not real difficult to understand. Now, it's – The protection was so bad because people hear it and they go, well, it wasn't like CJ just dropped back and held the ball all day long. Right, it wasn't. The point is when you go into a game, when you're reading a defense, are you reading it to take what they give you? Or are you reading it to try to be aggressive and get the ball to Diggs or get the ball to Tank or drive the ball down the field? Like, those are two different mentalities.
And it seems like year one was one.
Yes.
And then year two, yes, they just blew it up.
Yes. Yes. Year two was, we got weapons. CJ has arrived. Let's go be the most explosive offense in the game. Year one was, hey, we don't know what the hell we got beyond a young quarterback that's talented, and we know we're injured. Let's protect the guy. Let's protect the offensive line. Let's protect the wide receivers. Let's just play a conservative brand of quarterback and a conservative brand of ball, and you got crazy results. Shifting gears is interesting. They did it. It backfired on them.
Even with the injuries, because they just said, all right, man, Mechie's going to be in there. Xavier Hutchinson's going to be in there. All right, everything's the same.
Yeah.
That's just so wild to me that happened in the NFL.
There was clearly a tug of war on the offensive side of the ball with the staff. There was clearly some level of, I don't give a damn what everybody else thinks. I know if they just execute, then these plays will work. And that wasn't a message D'Amico wanted to hear, clearly.
Oh, I understand whatever happened. Hopefully they have an understanding on the same page. But that what he talked about, that advice, that seemed to be very different than what he showed on the field.
I just like what I'm hearing from him.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, we'll see if it, it's just wild. Just a complete difference. All right, Astros starting lineup is out as they start a huge series here against the Phillies. We'll let you know what the lineup looks like tonight. And, wow, Christian Walker. All right, we'll let you know what the lineup looks like tonight. And some news coming from maybe this team's MVP this year. Some news happening that could affect the Astros down the line. We'll discuss that.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Coming up.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in to The Drive as we roll through. The Astros, they start a huge homestand against really good teams. Got a chance to really see where they are against a couple of first-place teams. They'll first take on the Phillies starting tonight, and that lineup is out as Framber Valdez. It's Framber night. Are you going to try to get out there tonight?
Come on, I'm thinking about it. I'm for sure going to be in the house out at Old Dyken tomorrow night for that game. But I'm
So we got Framber tonight, Hunter game three of the series on Thursday. And you said I know for a fact I'm going to the Colton Gordon start.
I got to get in there for Big C.
Got to get in there,
man.
Big C, baby.
That's big.
Yeah, I mean, you're dug in.
You got to get a white shirt made that just says Big C.
Big C. And you put the hands clapping right below it like it. There you go. There you go. Now you're on to something.
Hell yeah. And don't forget, while I'm mulling it over, if I'm going to do this thing where I go tonight and tomorrow night, tonight is Dollar Dyken Dogs. So.
Telling you.
We'll mash you some dogs?
I'll keep my thoughts to myself.
Do like
you weren't impressed with Blizzy. The dogs. You weren't impressed with the dogs. Why is a hot dog called a Blizzy?
It's not the dog. Like, for me, Tyler, I just don't. I don't think the dollar dog thing is a big thing for him. Like, I just don't think Tyler's going to be the one to go out there and like, hey, man, it is dollar dog night.
Yeah,
and I'm about to go rough shot. Like,
I do love a good ballpark dog, but I think what you're saying is fair.
Yeah, it'll take Tyler.
You're doing it for the people. You remind him for the people, T.
Yeah, he's out there for the game. Tyler, it'll take Tyler three innings to eat a hot dog.
Yeah.
Tyler Milner, God love him, one of the slowest eaters in America.
I can't even deny it.
No, you are. I mean, he's got to be top 10. Like, I mean, listen, I know I'm overweight.
Old King Ding-a-ling in there.
But, like, Tyler's the person I hate going to eat with.
I believe it. It's bad,
just,
man.
It's just like, dude, man. Like, you had to ask myself, man. That's why, I like when Clint's also there. And I can look and say, all right, man, I'm at a good pace here.
Normal pace.
I've started to look at the other tables, and I'm like, my God, man.
No, it's rough. I've always been that way, too. I was always the last one at the dinner table growing up. I just eat real, real slow.
We went to that Twin Peaks that one time. I ordered that lobster roll that lobster roll they had. And I mean, I've let loose on that lobster roll. And now I'm fries in between, but I'm looking. I've got fries, man. Clint's taking one bite off his tendy.
off his three tenders.
They're buffalo tenders, okay?
And then
kids don't eat those.
And then a couple of fries maybe here, and I'm just like, hey, man.
Tyler, I got it.
This is on me. What am I doing here?
Show just reminded me. I overheard a conversation about tenders.
Real quick, before you give that conversation, Peña, Paredes, Altuve is the DH tonight. Myers, Cam Smith, and then Christian Walker. Diaz and Hummels in the lineup with Dubon getting a chance to swing the bat again. So now Jake Myers and Cam Smith have cleared through Christian Walker in the lineup now as things go. But now, go ahead, Tendies.
Well, I just overheard an important conversation in the chicken world, and the point was made that tenders are typically consumed by females and kids.
That seems sexist, and like that person isn't very professional in their chicken world.
Just telling you, man, I think it was...
It's white meat and it's protein. If that groups me in with some ladies... What's up, ladies?
It's white meat.
I love it, man. Protein. Stay 10 toes down on that thing.
Let's have a tender.
I'm a good tender. It's hard to beat a good moist tender. I'm with you on that. I just every time I hear a tender conversation, it's I think of Tyler.
That steam just rolling off that juicy piece of white meat.
Yeah.
It's that one bite, and then after that, man, you're good.
Yeah, you just need
for 20 minutes.
That's why I want to be there in those moments that he's hitting the DoorDash, because I want to see what he's doing, what kind of damage he's doing at night.
Tyler eats?
Like, what's he doing at night?
Ate with Tyler when he was drunk?
No, I think drunk, and then at the end of the night, and I'm going DoorDash. I feel like that's a different level. I feel like that's a different eating space.
I can reach all kinds of levels.
When he's reached the point where he's like, I'm done drinking for the night, and I'm just about to eat.
I'm fixing to mash.
But I am still a little on it. Like, that's a different, like, I just, because he orders so much, and I want to know what he's got through. That's what I do.
It ain't going to my ass, obviously.
Yeah. So when Tex did, I'm a slow eater, too. Slow eating is great for your digestion. That's why Tyler can't put on weight.
Growing up, I think it was just the fast metabolism. That's left me. I got to be a little more cautious.
Yeah. Good for you. But there it is, man.
Christian Walker. I'm gonna go tonight.
Christian Walker and Diaz, they have plummeted on that old lineup, ain't they?
I'm telling you, man. Like, I mean, good Lord. I mean, we're giving Jake Myers a whirl in the cleanup spot. That is, I just wasn't ready for that. I just wasn't ready for Jake in the cleanup spot against the Phillies.
Jake with the rain.
Going against the Phillies tonight. Jake's in the cleanup spot, man. Christian Walker.
Khakis.
Dropping down there. All right. We'll see, man. That's the lineup there again. Hey,
these next six games, Ron, are going to be real telling for these Stros. You mentioned it, man. This is, I don't know how real, like you just mentioned, Jake Myers in the four hole, Cam Smith in the five hole. Like, I don't know how real that is. But boy, if they get through this six game homestand here with the Phillies and the Cubs, and they continue to impress, it's going to be hard to deny.
Oh, yeah, I mean, we know. Hell, if you get in that spot and you do what you do, Jeremy Peña, they're going to keep keep running out there as they should. So
it's a panty dropper.
It is. It is a panty dropper. And so does
I think we might should get your lineups tonight for the Astros.
No, I've made a decision in my mind the next time I'm giving them.
Okay, can we know?
The next time?
Because it's been baseball
you lied
season.
You lied to the people
That was not a lie. That was just a moment of forgetfulness.
Mm-hmm. I'm starting.
And then I came back and did it. Really next time I'm doing the lineups is when Yordan Alvarez is in it.
All right, I like it.
We've gotten it once this year.
Okay, this.
I'm not saying we got to go back to doing it every single Astros game night like we used to, but come on.
No, hey, this has got to be special.
You're making it rare.
He's done lineups this year as many times as Reed Sheppard has signature shoes. He's got one.
Well, they come in pairs, though.
Fair. 200, two colors.
$200.
$210.
$209.
Shepherd.
You got to be kidding me. No, Yordan Alvarez, it feels okay. Like it's only right.
All right.
Last time I saw him in person was at the zoo.
Thanks,
Yordan Alvarez, the next time he gets into the lineup, we're going out. And love it when you call me Big Toppy. I have been able to say that. I'm not
Don't
doing it.
Don't tease me now
I'm
with something you know I really would
I'm
get excited about.
I had some new ones there on the last one. Who knows who's going to be in that lineup?
Last time I went out with either of you dingoes.
Again, man, like if this Hummel character is in it, man, I don't want that.
But how about B C?
I don't do pitchers. I don't tend to do pitchers.
All right.
Coming up is
Kick his ass, C-Bass.
Okay. It's my favorite when it goes like he's a far distance away. All right, coming up. We'll get into the Rockets and who's affected most by KD being here in terms of importance. Whose season is this hugely important for outside of KD for the Rockets? We'll discuss that next.
I'm so high on the
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
A Rocket.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Our guy Irwin on the text line said, Yordan at the zoo, what I miss? That's the last time I saw him. I saw Yordan and his family in person one time when I took my family to the zoo. So I'm out there and said, what's up? Gave me a little headshot. Yeah. Last
is
time I saw
him. Is that my boy Ron?
Yeah. That's probably what he should have said to me, but he did not. That is the explanation on that, Irwin. Last time I saw him. By the way, want to make sure to let you all know this because, listen, you should take advantage of this yourselves. We will definitely be able to have fun. We're going to take a little trip to Michigan. Clint?
Yeah, we are.
We're going to hang out. We're going to hang out
of this piece on Thursday.
Yeah, Thursday, Friday, we'll be there a few days to enjoy ourselves, Clint.
We are. It's going to be a hell of a time. We're leaving Thursday, so you won't hear from us on Thursday. We'll be a live broadcast from there on Friday.
That's right.
The destination is Northern Michigan, Grand Traverse Resort. That'd be nice. We can do some resort there.
Yeah.
Resort and spa. We're talking luxury accommodations. We're talking about championship golf courses, world-class spa services. My wife's going, so she's gonna get a good dose of that world-class spa service.
I might have to give me a massage there.
Yeah, but I mean, I'll talk to the wife and see if she can hook you up, man.
I haven't got one of them.
Yeah, that's a shame. You should get one. And this is a great time to do it. We're talking about when we're talking about Grand Traverse City, Michigan, Northern Michigan. This is a premier getaway. Freshwater bays, wooded trails, sandy beaches, mm-hmm. all kind of outdoor activities. 8 miles from downtown. So if you when you're looking to get out of the heat here in Houston, the heat here in Texas, there's no better place than Northern Michigan, and they're making it really, really easy to get there, Ron.
It's 73 degrees right now, by the way.
Nonstop flights daily, by the way, on United from IAH to TVC. This is a big-time spot. I'm looking forward to going and experiencing it. Heard about it for the last 2-3 years. I'm looking forward to going. I'm looking forward to treating my wife to some of the amenities up there as well. And it's one of them getaways, man, whether it's a guy's trip or a guy-girl golf trip, or if you just want to get away with the family, you want to get away with your wife, they got a little something for everybody. And they got a lot of something.
Wineries all over the
50
place.
50-plus wineries. would they say 100 miles of shoreline?
Yep.
And beaches and stuff? Yeah, I mean, it's got a couple of distilleries out there as well.
Yes.
All kind of stuff. I'm looking forward to it, Ron.
Like you said, man, you can get there easy. And we'll let you know exactly that's what we're doing, man. We're going to experience exactly everything that you have the chance to experience and let you know that you need to make the move. But everything that we have heard about, they got pickleball.
Come on.
They got pickleball, Clint. Everything
that
we're
doing, looking it up.
Everything they got, baby. They got outdoor, indoor tennis courts, pickleball courts. They got the fitness spot. We can go ahead. I can't wait. We can go do that. Saunas. Can't wait, baby.
Is there a better feeling than when you come home from vacation after knowing you got some good workouts and you took care of yourself a little bit while you were there?
It does, until you get on the scale and you've put on 5. Mm. But other than that, yeah. Got a wax in there. I think about getting a wax.
Get you a wax. What are you going to wax? Which part? Traverse City, Michigan, y'all. Traverse City, Michigan. Golf getaway, resort and spa getaway. Take your bride, brides. Take your groom. Have you a good old time, man. We're going to be there. We'll report back and let you know exactly what it's all about. If you want to look it up, TRAVERSE. Traverse City is what we're talking about. Traverse City, Michigan.
Yep. Great restaurants, everything you need there. And we'll be there Thursday. And we'll do, as Clint said, the show live Friday. You'll get to hear from the great people there that kind of help connect this ability to get there in a straight shot from here to Houston to Traverse City. So we'll let you learn a lot more coming up later on this week. But we'll be down there Thursday, Friday, and then through the weekend. So it should be a good time.
They got a little casino down there too.
Oh, yeah, I'll watch you.
Oh, damn.
Although I almost jumped in on that craps table.
Was it craps that almost got you?
Oh, it almost got me. I saw the run. I saw some people doing some stupid stuff. Just, oh, my God.
Ron's got some juice to him.
But as normal, you know.
You were disciplined.
I'll pull back.
You pulled out.
If I could be as disciplined on the eating as I am on the not gambling my money away at the casino, man, I tell you, man.
Well, I mean, you're definitely not as near as. You're wired in a way to appreciate some food. You are not wired in a way to spend money.
I mean, to gamble it.
I mean, don't know. It ain't just gambling.
It is to gamble it.
Tyler, what do you think? You think old tightwad over here is just gambling?
I don't think that's fair. I don't think it's tightwad. I don't like that. That's not fair.
You're just a bargain hunter.
If we went down there and we got a couple drinks in us and we eased on down that casino,
even
and,
if it's a lot,
and you lost $500, how long would you think about it? How many days would you think about losing that money?
I'd probably leave.
Oh, I'd go months.
You'd leave.
I'd probably leave.
I'd say weeks on weeks.
There's not a chance in hell I'm losing $500. I mean, you would have to. Take my my bank. No, I'm not.
Never say never.
I'm telling you that there $500 is not leaving me to the table. Like it.
You remember them college days you had?
It's not. Yeah. But
if you did, how long would you lose sleep about it?
I mean forever. I can't even. I wish
eternity.
I wish I didn't think he was serious.
Forever.
He did ask
for a long time.
He beat himself up about it.
I would.
Every time he saw a casino, he'd have a bad.
Thought. I wouldn't even walk in them. I would. We were out there in Aruba.
Scary ass hoes.
I am. They went out there and they went and hit that ATM. $10.
Who?
That's how much it costs to get
money. Oh, I thought you meant they got $10. That's how much, I didn't know that was real anymore.
That's how much it costs.
$10.
I said $10? The hell with that?
You could have got it out in the States for $2 or whatever the fee was.
We weren't in the States. $10? No, man. Hell with that.
Oh, that's why you got to take the cash when you go, man.
Yeah, man. Forget
that. The show, man.
Yeah, no, I can't. I can't do that. All right. If I were to say this, would you agree? If I were to say, when you look at the Rockets, as we know, their team has changed with Kevin Durant, who is on TV right now. As we look at it right now, NBA offseason showing Kevin Durant here on PTI, and the very next subject is going to be the Rockets. He is a slow eater too, apparently. How long you think he's been trying to put on this weight, man? I mean, he just can't. I mean, yeah.
What planet are him and Chet Holmgren from?
I know I took this off another. I bet you he's a lot bigger in person.
I don't.
You don't think so? Have you been close to him?
I bet he looks very similar to a giraffe.
I've seen him at Toyota.
I bet you he would, because right now I'm with you. He looks, I mean, slender as hell.
Baby giraffe.
Like you can, but I bet you if you got closer to him, I bet you he's a little thicker, bigger than you think.
I don't think
maybe,
so.
Maybe, but I don't think so. I bet that hair looks worse.
But I mean, it looks
as
like
you get closer.
It looks like a map. It looks like a globe.
It looks like my geographic tongue.
Like there's water. There's the water. There's the land. That's what it looks like. I bet he's a little bit. Man. He feels very wiry. I bet it's like, you know what? His arms are a little bigger than I thought.
No.
No chance. Like you could snap them.
I think so.
Twigs, man. Long twigs that can shoot it lights out.
I think it is.
Skinny ass long one.
I've been like, Kyler Murray was a lot bigger than I thought he was.
Is he?
Like in person.
Yeah.
In person.
I think that's different.
But I'm just saying he was bigger, thicker. Like he was bigger. I was like, oh, okay. He ain't just gonna get his ass kicked. Now Bryce, I don't know. I've been up close to Bryce, but I mean but Kyler was a lot bigger than I thought.
Aaron Brooks looked just as small as I thought he was back in the day. I'm just trying to think of small fellas out on the hardwood.
But Clint, if I were to say to you, someone not named KD, with KD arriving and now the new attention as we're seeing the Rockets are gonna get on him. If I were to say Amen Thompson. This season, outside of KD, of everybody else on the roster, because that's the one that everybody's looking at to take the step. If I were to say Amen Thompson, this season is most important to him with the arrival of KD, of anybody else on the roster, would you agree with that?
Say it again. I got to say
if I were to say to you, now that KD has come here, obviously with KD, he's going to be the focal point. But anybody else not named KD, the rest of the roster, you got KD, Shingun, Jabari, Cam, Steven Adams, Eason, Shepherd, all of them. Fred, would you say that Amen Thompson this season is most important for him to really take his game to the next level of anybody else on the team?
No, I don't think so. I think as it pertains to the Rockets being the best version of themselves, I think I'm going to go off script here. I think it's Reed Shepherd. I think if Reed Shepherd is a guy that, wherever he fits in the rotation, is a guy that can come in and shoot it lights out and becomes a shooter. You add Kevin Durant, who obviously checks the shooter box, but I'm talking about a guy that can spot up in the corner and is knocked down. I mean, just dead-eyed. Own it. I think that takes this team to a different level. I think Jabari is probably the one that's going to benefit the most by the trade, but I think Reed Shepherd stepping into his next role and becoming who we want him and need him to become, I think that is the guy that has the ability to take this team to the next level, like a whole nother level.
Yeah. Someone did text in, I think it's most important to Jabari to develop under KD. Reed Sheppard averaged 12 minutes a game, played 52 games, or played 52 games, and averaged 4 points a game, shot 33% from three. They definitely can't have, to me, when you look at the roster and how and what they want to do and the struggles they had, it does feel like they have to have Reed Sheppard and his shooting to be a part of the team. I don't think he can just sit.
I think Jabari and or Tari can come in and give you something real similar to what you lost in Dylan Brooks, right? Maybe not the same over-the-top energy and you know, what did you say? He's got a nickname, Villain?
Yeah, Dylan the Villain. But he averaged roughly 14 a game and
I think one of those two, I would go with Jabari Smith, but I think one of those two can come in and give you that. You got to have somebody that is specialty is just not just dead eye from the perimeter. And if this team all of a sudden has that on top of KD and what he obviously the boxes that he checks in terms of needs, I think it adds another element to a team that was already really, really, really good.
Yeah,
I'm not as confident in Thompson developing as I think everybody else is.
Really?
Like I didn't see like, and I'm not taking anything away from Amin Thompson because I still believe him and Shingun were the two untouchables, and I still believe that the upside on the defensive end of the floor, the athletic ability, and all that. I'm having a really hard time with Amin Thompson seeing a guy that can be a ball handler, bringing the ball up the floor, the shot, you know, developing the way in which I hear, you know, a lot of folks hoping it does. Like, I don't know how confident I am in that.
Yeah, I feel.
I mean, I see where you.
I feel like he's going to take a pretty big leap.
I hope you're right. I hope you're right.
I think he's just going to have a lot more confidence in his game. Now, I think that shot's going to take some time.
Yeah.
But I think he's going to have a lot more confidence. And we know defensively he is one of the best in the league, so I think he takes a big jump, and Reed Sheppard helps him with this too. I think he's going to have more space to do what he does really, really well, and the kid works. Like, you can tell from what he did from year one to year two, right?
Yep.
Like, he went from year one to year two, and that's the guy that everybody's talking about. Yep. Like, you can't tell.
Well, he's an absolute difference maker, game changer, the way he is right now. When we have the conversations, I just get to thinking, like, is he ever going to be just a polished shooter that just has that level of confidence?
Like, I think he can get to near 20 a game.
I think
4 points more, something like that, than he's got. I think he can get himself to 20 a game. I think he's going to be a lot more confident and just be better overall. Again, I'm not going to come in here and think he's going to, like, solve this jump shot next year. I think it's going to be something he's just got to work at over time. But I think he does take a big jump. Coming up, we'll get you ready for the Astros and the latest news that they have. There is some injury news with them and get you ready for this big, big series against the Phillies that starts tonight, Framber night, as well as OKC as they celebrated their championship and look at some other NBA stuff, as well as Aaron Rodgers. He had something to say about his season upcoming with the Steelers and what it can mean following. We'll let you know everything he had to say coming up next right here live on the Drive.
Drive's busting this day open.
Busting wide the hell open, ain't it?
And we're telling them to bring it back.